There are new rules for people driving in Dublin city centre this morning. From 7am to 7pm, private cars and delivery vehicles can no longer turn onto parts of the quays and will be diverted along alternate routes. Dublin City Council say this first phase of the transport plan aims to prevent cars and delivery vans travelling through the city that are not stopping there. Retailers have expressed concern over the potential impact the measures could have on their business. Our reporter Mark O'Driscoll is in the city centre this morning. Mark.
Yes, Gavin, good morning from a busy but moving Bachelor's Walk on Dublin's North Quays this morning. It's been dubbed the most significant changes to Dublin city centre traffic since the introduction of the Lewis Cross City Line 7 years ago. I'm joined here by Dublin City Council's Head of Traffic, Brendan O'Brien. Brendan, firstly, can you give us an overview of what exactly here is closed off and what these restrictions are hoping to achieve?
Yeah, so good morning. So as you say, we're down at Bachelor's Walk, where the changes at Bachelor's Walk are really that general traffic can't proceed from Bachelor's Walk over to Eden Quay, in other words, continue along the North Quays from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening. However, buses, taxis, cyclists, pedestrians all can. And I think, you know, here we're seeing a constant stream of buses moving really, really quickly and efficiently around. We see the Lewis coming across. We see loads of pedestrians, loads of cyclists. And we think, really feel it's the right decision to try and remove some of the true traffic here to make all that work that little bit better.
So far, so good this morning.
Yeah, so far, so good this morning. Obviously, we've had a lot of advanced signage and so on out for people to get used to it or using the route. We have some traffic management people to assist as well here at the moment, and we'll have that for the next couple of weeks. And look, you know, we really appreciate that some people, their route is inconvenienced. They've had to think about how to get around, maybe change a mode, maybe change the time they do that. But obviously, a lot of people have. And as a result, we are really seeing quite a freeing up of particularly public transport in this area.
Well, earlier this morning, I spoke to delivery driver Glenn, who was dropping off some supplies to Supervalue in Ashton Quay, and he gave me his initial assessment of the traffic management changes.
The traffic in town's a little bit heavy at the moment. It's very dangerous. Nearly a motorbike nearly had a crash this morning. Customers are in high demand for their products early in the morning, so it's taking us a little bit more time to get there. Also, even for the trucks to even try and get the turns, it's a little bit more difficult. So it causes pedestrians to come up on the inside, push bikes as well, so it'll just be a little bit more dangerous for turning. After 9 o'clock, I'll advise you to stay away from town, definitely, 100%. Well, as a truck driver, I would anyway.
So it'll make life difficult for you, will it?
A little bit more, yeah, definitely, 100%. If it's more just taking your time. See where the cones are here this morning, there was nearly a bike crash. So, because he thought he had the right way that's coming here, which he did, but then the cones were too sharp and he nearly came off a small bike, which is quite dangerous. So,
and you'll have to factor this in now to your delivery times getting around the city. You'll need to get extra time from somewhere.
A lot extra more time, yeah. And we can't come in early because the shops don't be open.
That was delivery driver Glenn speaking to me earlier on Ashton Quay. Still with me here on Bachelor's Walk is Dublin City Council's Head of Traffic, Brendan O'Brien. Brendan, do you accept that these changes will make things difficult for the likes of Glenn and other businesses in the city centre?
No, so I suppose what we have done is over the last while, we have really engaged with a lot of the businesses, particularly the ones most affected, say, Bachelor's Walk and Ashton Quay. And if there are particular problems, we have we have let people know how they can contact us so we can look and see if there are particular issues. And, you know, people have said to us that we've watered down some of the proposals and so on, but a lot of that was to try and make sure that deliveries, that access to car parks, access for deliveries could be maintained. There may be slightly different routings and so on, but they are all maintained. So if people have particular issues, we have the means for people to contact us and we can have a look at it.
Well, also joining me here is Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council for the Cabra Glasnevin area, Feljan Jose. Councillor Jose, what's your reaction to the introduction of these traffic changes?
I think it's been going very well so far. I'm just looking at it here. When the light goes red, a queue about 8 or 9 buses start piling up and 300-400 people on them. The light goes green and they all move through very, very smoothly in one phase. Whereas last week, this would have been chock-a-block.
But you accept that you're really forcing people out of private cars in the city centre and that this will have an impact on businesses here?
It's important to stress that every single point that was accessible by car before or for deliveries is still accessible. It's a different route, but it's still accessible. Like I said, like the surveys show that about 90-95% of people on this particular road in the morning peak are on buses, walking, cycling, and a very, very small minority in cars. And this has sped up bus journeys, made it much, much easier to cycle and easier to cross the road. I think this was talked about for so long. You mentioned that this is the biggest change since 2017 when the Lewis Cross City was introduced. This was proposed in 2017, but was shelved. So we're 7 years late doing this, but it's absolutely necessary if you want to keep the city moving.
And what's the next step then in the Dublin City Centre traffic plan? What do you as a council want to see happen next?
So now the kind of traffic here is reduced, so we want to see more of the space being given to wider footpaths and safe cycle lanes. And there's a lot more other measures proposed around Tyre Street and Pierce Street and Gardiner Street to make that safer for walking and cycling, and also to make buses quicker through those areas. So the sooner that it's introduced, and the College Green Plaza as well, the Parliament Street, pedestrianisation of Parliament Street, which everyone has been calling for a long time. We want to see those measures introduced as soon as possible.
What could be done then maybe to avoid some of the conflict? You know, you mentioned there how long it's taken for these changes to come into force. What can be done to sped up the introduction of measures like this?
I think we're in a very different climate now than 2017. I think we went out to public consultation on this and the vast majority of people were supportive. We discussed this in Dublin City Council and we had cross-party support from almost every party. You know, this was a very popular measure. So I think just keep going, more staff and keep working at it, and let's get this city a little bit more livable and a little bit more climate friendly and sustainable and quieter, healthier.
Well, that's it from Dublin City Centre this morning, where it has to be said traffic is still moving well. However, with all the schools not back just yet, it may be some time before we know if these traffic changes will get the green light from all those involved.
Mark, thank you. That's our reporter, Mark O'Driscoll, in Dublin City Centre.